Good morning, beloved. Thank you again for inviting me into your home on this beautiful Thursday morning for our five-minute journey together. I do so look forward to these few moments that God has given us together each morning. Today, we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. In today's reading, the Apostle Paul reminds the Corinthians that he and his co-workers have gone out of their way to work hard and not cause problems. Despite the hardships he has endured, he argues that what he has taught about Jesus is true. The passage concludes with an appeal for the Corinthians to open their hearts, just as Paul's heart is open to them, as a sign of mutual forgiveness and reconciliation. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1. In our work together with God, then, we beg you who have received God's grace not to let it be wasted. Hear what God says. When the time came for me to show you favor, I heard you. When the day arrived for me to save you, I helped you. Listen, this is the hour to receive God's favor. Today is the day to be saved. We do not want anyone to find fault with our work, so we try not to put obstacles in anyone's way. Instead, in everything we do, we show that we are God's servants by patiently enduring troubles, hardships, and difficulties. We have been beaten, jailed, and mobbed. We have been overworked and have gone without sleep or food. By our purity, knowledge, and patience, and kindness, we have shown ourselves to be God's servants by the Holy Spirit, by our true love, by our message of truth, and by the power of God. We have righteousness as our weapon, both to attack and to defend ourselves. We are honored and disgraced. We are insulted and praised. We are treated as liars, yet we speak the truth. As unknown, yet we are known by all. As though we were dead, but, as you see, we live on. Although punished, we are not killed. Although saddened, we are always glad. We seem poor, but we make many people rich. We seem to have nothing, but we really possess everything. Dear friends in Corinth, we have spoken frankly to you. We have opened our hearts wide. It is not we who have closed our hearts to you. It is you who have closed your hearts to us. I speak, though, as though you were my children. Show us the same feelings that we have for you. Open your hearts wide. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. This is the hour to receive God's favor. Today is the day to be saved. You know, beloved, I can tell you in over 50 years of ministry that the Christians, that the believers, the churches that a minister has poured his heart out to, has worked the hardest for, seem to be the ones that pick up some kind of offense and decide that they know more than that minister, who decide that they don't want to receive that gospel message, that they have better insight, more knowledge. They're closer to God than these poor souls that have labored through the years to bring them the good news of Jesus. It just seems to be that way, and it was no different with the Apostle Paul. And so people have come along after Paul left, after Paul planted the good seed and established the church. Others came along with a false message and had nothing but vile and untrue things to say about the Apostle Paul and those who worked with him. And so Paul finds himself trying to approach these folks, these people who really owe him everything, and try to get them to see. Just turn back to that pure, simple gospel that we once taught you. Amen. Beloved, remember those who have fervently and earnestly labored for you in God's garden, in God's kingdom. And don't put yourself at odds with those who have prayed and lifted you up and brought you the true knowledge, the true message of what the Bible is. And remember that there is only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ. And hopefully that is the message that you have received today. Let us pray. Righteous God, empower me with your Holy Spirit to be your servant and to speak your message of truth. In all I do, may I glorify and honor you with purity, knowledge, patience, and kindness. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, our Thursday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we will be in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through chapter 7, verse 1, where the Apostle Paul warns against pagan influences. Oh, so that's what's sneaking into the church in Corinth. Well, we'll just have to wait till tomorrow to find out. Amen. God bless you, beloved. I look forward to being with you tomorrow in Jesus' name.